Yeah, that's me, Zombo, here early today. I got here, I heard Kenny Joe in the morning, and he said, how do I get all the things to work? And I'm thinking, what's going on? So I tune out, I get something, and I head to the station, and Kenny Joe is gone. He mysteriously vanished. That's the show before this, Pinckney Hall. There was a rerun of Firefly, so that was for all the Kenny Joe listeners. That's what happened. Kenny Joe, so I get in here, and I'm going to get in here early. Sadly, Kenny Joe isn't as tech-savvy as I am. He still has a VCR that blinks at 12 o'clock. I get in here, I look around, somebody moved some wires. Kenny Joe, if you're listening, somebody moved some wires on the mixer. And I looked at the mixer and go, oh, somebody moved these wires. And I moved them back. I'm very sorry, Kenny Joe, you had to skedaddle, but, you know, you may be a smarter dude than me, but I'm a little more tech savvy. So there. So, hey, Zombo right here. And it is back to the beach again. Last week's show was celebrating summer. I'm going to try and celebrate summer all summer long, which is what everybody should do. Celebrate summer all summer long. Not think of the impending doom of winter and fall or, you know, just the minute, the now of summer is what I'm all about. And that was Let's Go to the Beach by the Slow Slushy Boys. So last week's show was all songs about the beach. The week before that was all songs about summer. It was a two-part. This is the second part. So it's really neat. Next week's show is probably going to be about a four-part show. It is going to be all songs about the sun. And that sun, sunshine, sunburns, suntan, sunglasses, anything involving sun. So, it might be nice to do all of July as a sun month. So you're listening to Z right here. And my it was kind of fun listening to yesterday's show, which was actually 13 years ago, Zombo's Deep Archives, which airs Thursdays on this here station from 2 p.m. to 5 o'clock. And it was nice. I had Slim Cessna on. It's so nice to hear these shows because I don't preview them. I just go, okay, here's an old show from 13 years ago. Boom. All right, here it is. Here's an old show for 13. I just kind of put disclaimers on it saying, hey, you're listening to an old show. Because one of the old shows had somebody saying, I'm having this great garage sale. I'm giving all my vinyl away. And that's all somebody has to hear in Pittsburgh is somebody's having a garage sale and they're giving all their vinyl away. So I had to interrupt that part of the show and tell people not to go to this lady's house because she actually gave her address over the radio. So there's probably a line still there waiting for this lady to put out her vinyl. Ain't gonna happen. So, Zombo in Your Brain today, all songs about the beach, celebrating summer, and I'm gonna try and do this all year long. When fall kicks in, I'm going to try and do all fall tunes, and then, that's right, I'm gonna be playing the fall for 3 months, and then winter comes in, boom, and then maybe in back in the spring. But this is really a fun summer thing to do. So this is the second part of, this is the beach show. It's Back to the Beach. And next week is going to start celebrating the sun. So a whole month of sun songs. Yes, sirree. Direct from Sun Studios. And let's see what else is going on. Once again, apologies to Kenny Joe's listeners. Somebody just moved two wires. I came in and I moved two wires. And then everything was Jim Dandy. So Jim Dandy to the rescue. Mm-hmm. Let's see what we got here. Okay, Rockaway Beach. I played the version of this last week by a rockabilly band everybody seemed to like. It's a Ramones tune. And I got a version by Shaun the Knife. Also, a fun summer thing to do is the Polka Maniacs. Hopefully it will not rain, and Polka Maniacs will be playing outside today. Roundabout Brewery about 7 o'clock. So that'll be a fun thing to do if you need something fun to do. A fun summer thing. Go out and do something fun this summer. Rockaway Beach, Shaun the Knife, Zombo, and Your Brain on the beach.
on a white sandy beach of Hawaii. The sound of the ocean soothes my restless soul. The sound of the ocean rocks me all night long.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. We are back to the beach here. Zombo right in your brain and on your beach. Oh, yeah. Favorite time of year, favorite place to be. Summertime on the beach. And this is part two of the little beach thing. And last week was let's go to the beach. This week is back to the beach. And the rest of the month is all going to be celebrating the fabulous, wonderful sun that is in the sky. Like suntan, sunshine, sun rays, sunglasses. So that's going to be the next shows all through July. And that's going to be a fun thing. Celebrating summer. Trying to do a seasonal year. Celebrating the season. And today is all beach. We heard that was Beach, Beach, Beach by Bosco Rogers. Nice little tune that dug up there. Before that was Sir Ball Diddley doing Beachcomber. Sylvia Moore, Beach Girl. Waikiki, that beautiful thing on Hale Beach. Hey, Ole, Ole Beach. That was the one in Hawaii. And then Israel, Gagagagagungagale, Ola Ard. Never could pronounce his last name. This guy was a big star. He was big. This guy was probably about 700 pounds. This guy was huge. But he played a tiny ukulele and had a voice like an angel. Amazing. Israel with the white sandy beach of Hawaii. Beautiful. He's the guy that did like Over the Rainbow. And right before he croaked, he did that thing with Wonderful World and... It's at all the weddings. It's always a slow move. It makes people cry. It's Somewhere Over the Rainbow, Wonderful World. He did that just like, and then he croaked right after doing that, I believe. Or I don't believe. I don't believe it. I don't believe it. We heard Banshee Beach before that by the Ghastly Ones. And this is totally kick-ass. This is why I love summer so much. I'll be going to Ohio for the big Hearst Hot Rod Show. There's a big Hearst Hot Rod Show in Avon Lake, Ohio, and I will be DJing that. Butch Patrick from the Munsters, Eddie Munster, will be there. And I forget that it's a Hearst Hot Rod Show. It's really fun. And I'll be DJing that July 31st. So we can enjoy all of the month, and then July 31st is when I'll be going up to Ohio to do that. Fun little gig. But for tonight, the Polka Maniacs, I have a great life. It is good being Z. It's a whole bunch of all right. Polka Maniacs playing live tonight at Roundabout Brewery. In case there is a huge, treacherous, horrible storm, we'll just come to your house and we will play music for you. We're that kind of folks. Let's see here. Top Secret, bring your clearance in for Top Secret tracks. Listen to Top Secret International Tuesdays, 5 to 6. Another one of these one-hour shows on RCT. Democracy, right now. Well, maybe a little later. They should change the name to Democracy. Well, a little bit later. Is a national daily independent award-winning news program. Democracy, a little bit later, hosts real debates between people who substantially disagree. Sounds like a laugh riot to me. Mondays, 8 to 9 p.m. a.m., 9 a.m. That's the show this morning. And once again, if you were listening to Kenny Joe's morning show, Kenny Joe was not in. He had a little trouble with some of the equipment. And you know, Z, I got in here 5 minutes early, switched two wires, and I'm rocking. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Let's see what else I got to tell you real quick before we get to the more back to the beach. You know, thousands of adults will finish high school without diplomas. Mm-hmm. And none of them will do it alone. Just think of finishing your high school diploma. Think of it. High school diploma. Think of how exciting that is. Gives me wood. You have help. Find free adult education classes near you and finish your diploma. You know, I should finish my diploma. I actually went to dog obedience school and flunked out. Too bad. There was a thunderstorm. I got scared and I flunked out. Maybe I should see about getting my diploma that way. Let's see here. 70% of people over age 65 will consider some long-term... Oh boy, that's depressing. We're going to skip that one. Who needs to know about getting old, getting feeble, and being at... the mercy of people stronger and more healthy than you. That sucks. Let's go to this happy place. 86 million adults have diabetes and they're at risk of type 2 diabetes. I think they're type 3 now. I think that Israel, he was like type 4 diabetes. It only takes a minute to know where you stand. Look down at your feet. Visit doihavediabetes.org and take the all-night test. You can see I love beach. I feel so good when it's so it's such a natural thing. Human beings, once they got out of the water, you know, they start walking around a little bit. And, well, it only took them, what, about 100,000 years to go, this beach is okay, but let's see what the rest of this globe's like. Big mistake. Should have stood on the beach, man. Hung out on the beach. Imagine how cool that'd be. Just everybody just hanging out on the beach, you know? I'd say that's a bunch of awesome. All right, here's full moon over Balboa Beach. Once again, it's all songs about the beach today. Enjoying a day at the beach. Gorgeous, gorgeous summer our way. This is the Overtones. And you know who you're listening to. This guy.
We'll be right back.
No idea who did that. That's Horror Beach. Horror Beach. Just off of some old tape or something that I don't remember who it was. But it's a good song, Horror Beach. Speaking of that, I did. People were asking about what the name of that. It's called the Hearse Cruise-In and Haunted Garage Sale. And that's going to be in Avon Lake, Ohio. And the Dead Sled Hearse Group is putting that on. I'll be DJing that. And that is Saturday, July 30th. So there I stand corrected. Before that, we heard the Overtones with Little Moon over Balboa Beach. So like I'm saying, that's going to be a fun gig. That hearse cruising, it's going to be I don't know how many hearses, but it's going to be impressive. It's Avon Lake, Ohio, near Cleveburg, and that's going to be July 30th. I'll be DJing that bad boy, bringing out the Zombotron. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a whole hell of a lot of fun. Let's see here. Strolling on the beach. Back to the beach. All day at the beach. Strolling on the beach of Hollywood Flames. WRCT Pittsburgh Zombo in your brain. We'll be right back. a couple strange tunes there. Strange is the fact that I don't know what they are. That was the Exotic Guitars, and I don't know the name of that song, but I think it fell into like a beach category. And before that, the Beach Song by a band I do not know who did that. That's how it goes. Well, my collection is insane. It is completely erratic. Cataloging skills, archiving skills. I don't know, man. It just somehow I missed the boat on that one. So I just kind of have things that are a bit mysterious. Yeah, there we go. Bit mysterious. There's Little Zombo right in your brain on your beach, and it is All Songs About the Beach today. And without further ado, let's get back in the Broken Glass Beach by the Swangos. RCT.
Boy.
Another spooky beach tune. Damn, I got lots of those. That was the Aqualads with Haunted Beach. That's what we heard. And then we heard Tom Verlaine from the band Television. Great guitar player. One of the most underrated guitar players out there with Meteor Beach. Beach Girl by the Hound Dogs. Oh, yeah. Ah, yeah. Then we started with Swangos. The Swangos doing Broken Glass Beach. I think I played that last week. Written by Tin Machine. Because that would probably be a version later after Tin Machine. But Broken Glass Beach. Neat little tune. Zombo in Your Brain. And it is Back to the Beach. All songs about the fabulous, fabulous beach in the summer. Just hanging out there. And like, you can download this show from zomboco.com for free, of course. And you can take it to the beach. Imagine your delight listening to Zombo beach music on the... I might do that. That is such a crazy idea. I might even do it. But then again, I don't want to hear my voice. I don't want to hear, who's that on the beach? Play some more music. Oh, man, I'm moving away from you. You're weird. Go figure. Let's see here what else we got. We got... I already played that one. I'm not playing that again. So we are going to play... Yeah, let's do that. Go-Go Beach by the... I love the name of this band, the Thurston Howlers. And so you're going to hear a lot of... did I play that? No, I don't think I played it. Son of a gun, I did not play it. So let me bring it back and play it. There we go. Laguna Beach by the Treble Spankers. I'm not wasting one of these beach tunes. How many tunes have I got left today? 26 tunes for, 2 hours. I don't know if I'm going to make it or not, but I do have The Beach, the song The Beach by New Order, which is a good 8 minutes long. So that's a big chunk of stuff. So if you have a request of a beach, it's got to have beach in the title. Not like, I heard this song on the beach a while ago. It was by Justin Timberlake. It mentions the beach and that, those kind of requests. Or I saw some on TikTok. That's what I got last week. Some boob called me and goes, there's a song on TikTok. Can you play it? I mean, you realize what radio show you're listening to? No, can you play it? It was on TikTok. Are you calling every random radio station for this stupid TikTok thing you probably did and you're trying to get... sad fella. That's all I got to say. Click. So the phone number here is 911. Give me a call. Say howdy. And if it's busy, call 412-268-9728. Zombo, right in your brain, on the beach, having at it. And oh, yeah. Barrio Latino, the longest running Spanish-speaking show in Pittsburgh. How about them apples? Or them champiñones? No, champiñones are naranjas? No, champiñones are mushrooms. Naranjas, that's oranges? I was going to say how you like them apples, but what is apples? Apples in Spanish. I don't know. I know what apples in stereo is, but I might be playing some if they did the beach song. Anyhow, tune in to Barrio Latino Thursdays. What is it with these one-hour shows? 6 to 7 p.m. That's got to be a program nightmare. All these one-hour shows. Here's another one. Alternative Radio provides information, analysis, and views frequently ignored or distorted by the corporate media. Mondays, 10 to 11 a.m., another one-hour show. This is a three-hour show. The rebroadcasts I'm doing of Zombo in Your Brain from 2009, which is on Zombo's Deep Archive every Thursday from 2 to 5 p.m. That was on yesterday. I play shows from 13 years ago. And 13 years ago, my show was 5 hours long. Can you imagine how I did 3 hours is just kind of like, oh, yeah. Because 5 hours, man, I was coming in with a hangover. I had nothing prepared. How did I do that for 5 hours? How do I do this for 3 hours? How do I even do this? How does it work this? Where is that big automobile? My God, what have I done? The Treble Spankers, Laguna Beach, Zombo in Your Brain, RCT. That's the Thurston Howlers with Go-Go Beach. Before that was Swami John, Beach Leech, Concussions did Beach Ball, and Trouble Spanker started that little last beach set off with Laguna Beach. Zombo right here in your brain. It is 11 o'clock, and we are celebrating. Oh, it's the first day of July. Awesomeness. And it is all songs about the beach today. Second part. It's back to the beach. Cleaning up the beach. Cleaning up. I had so many songs from last week's show. It went into a two-part show. And I already suspect that when I do my show about sun and sunshine and all that's going to be like four shows. So I'm not. I could play Sunny, that song Sunny. You know, that was a hit for, who was that? It was like Sunny, thank you for blah, 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 blah. I have like 80 versions of Sunny, and I'm not going to play. I'll play one. I'll probably play the version by the Montezes, because that's kind of a nice one. Or Marshall Bontempe. He's the same guy, same guy. So that's the only version of Sunny I'm probably going to play, unless I get really stuck. Like I'm saying, I got less than 30 tunes and 2 hours to go. How will he do it? I do not know. Let's see here. I can tell you some things real quick. Let's see here. I'm here to tell you about a different kind of stock. That's what this says here. A stock for social change that's not about making money. Boo! All right, I'm out of here. Let's see what we got here. People are always talking about the stock market. What's a stock business? Always looking to invest. Okay, let's just go. I'll bite. Let's see it. Not the kind about making money. Stock for social change. I can get behind that. A whole new kind of investment. Better futures from UNCF. That's right. Your investment can help students go to college, make ends up making a better future for everybody. I'll give you that. UNCF.org/invest. A mind is a terrible thing to waste, but a wonderful thing to invest in. That was my Bullwinkle imitation. I've been doing the Bullwinkle imitation for probably about 30 years. I'll get it right one of these days. It's more like Boris Badenoff meets Bullwinkle. All right, the message from UNCF and the diversity. And let's see. Ooh, we got a thing about, did you know one in every six Americans gets a foodborne illness every year? Foodborne? That's such a strange word. And it's one word, too. Foodborne. You ever see like a word and just kind of doesn't look right? Like this word, foodborne? Doesn't look right. It's got that, because it's B-O-R-N-E. It's got that E on the end. And it's one word. You would think if it's like born of food, like it's from food, you know, then it would be, foodborne. But they put that E on the end. Could that be a typo? I might erase that. But boy, that word's just spooking me now. Foodborne. Well, anyhow, they get a foodborne illness every year. And that's why it's important to use a food thermometer. Now, see, why isn't food thermometer one word? Because it's a food thermometer. I'm going to put those two words together. There we go. Separate foodborne, put together food thermometer. Cook each type of meat to the right temperature. They didn't even tell you what temperature the meat should be. I like meat like burnt. If I ever have meat, I got to make sure that I'm not getting no foodborne illness. So I get it like extra well done. Like it's like a piece of charred charcoal. And it's good for you.